I'm Tucker Piedmont, and welcome to Thundercast. This week on Thundercast, we'll be talking about foreign exchange programs in Eastern Green High School. And first, we'll be talking to Kayla Willey, our guidance counselor, about the administrative side of things. And then we'll be talking to Mako and Jacob, our foreign exchange students for the 2016-17 school year. Ms. Willey, welcome to Thundercast. Today, we'll be talking about the foreign exchange program here at Eastern Green. Can you start by giving us some background information about the students and the program itself? I know you back it in the administrative side, so can you tell us some background information about what it's all about?
Our foreign exchange program right now has been in place for a while, at least two students on average a year, sometimes more. Particularly next year, we'll have three coming in, and we give them a year's worth of experience as getting education in America. Most of our students typically come from Europe. However, this year we have one student that is from Asia. And it brings a bit of culture to our school, allows us some diversity, which is really nice for our students. They also get to experience what it's like for the foreign exchange students coming over and give the foreign exchange students some insight.
So how does the school really get involved in the foreign exchange programs? Like, are the programs routed through a company, or is it all run by the school? I imagine an undertaking that big would require quite a bit of logistics and paperwork. And so do you run it through a company, or is there some other way that you get this kind of thing set up?
There are a couple of different companies that we run through. One of the most popular ones is based out of Indy, and we have a few families that are already set up as host families. They get invitations every year to accept new students, and they recommend how many students they would like to house, and if they have a preference on where they'd like those students from. Like I said, most of the time we have the same family and they like the European students, so that's typically what we have. And then they get matched through that company.
And so host families, are they people in the area? Like, do they have students that also go to the school?
Yeah. Tell me about them. Yeah, the same host family has been bringing in some of the foreign exchange students for, like I said, quite a few years now. This year, we actually have one of our foreign exchange students that's being housed with a different family, and they also have a son who is attending Eastern,
right.
Has been all 12 years. He's a graduating senior. So we it depends on what the needs are, but we have a variety.
Now, I know we have some students from very different locations. We have one from Denmark and then one from Japan, like you were saying. But what's the criteria for selecting these students? Like, did you have a hand in deciding where they would come from, or was that also selected by the host family?
That is between the host family and the company. They do those partnerings, and then we just get all of the paperwork sent to us.
Okay.
And we accommodate however we need to.
Is it hard to meet those accommodations, or how hard is the transition period, like when people move from a faraway place to America? Is there some kind of culture shock, and is it hard for them to adjust?
It can be for some students. Some students have an easier time with it. Particularly our Japanese student this year, Mako, he doesn't necessarily speak English that well, so he's had a little bit more of a difficult transition. And the Japanese culture is a lot different from the American culture, unlike the Denmark culture, which is not as diverse because they do use English as one of their main languages. And their curriculum is not as rigorous in math and science like the Japanese one is, so it just kind of depends on where they're coming from.
All right, great. So big picture here, why have a foreign exchange program? I'm not slamming it at all. I'm not saying that it's bad. But why have one? What's the big picture here? Like, is there a specific benefit that it provides for both our students here and the students that come over? And what effect does it have on the school?
I think in our school in particular, because we're a very small rural Indiana school, most of our population is not diverse at all. So I think bringing a little bit of that diversity into our school is really good for our school climate, and it's really helpful for our students. It also gives our students that interact with the foreign exchange students an opportunity to learn a lot about other cultures and to give them an insight into what it's like maybe in either how lucky they are to be here or, you know, things that they would like to have in their future.
Yeah, it's an experience. Do you think these kids are going to bring back experiences or maybe like insights from this country to theirs? Like, what do you think the lasting effects of an experience like this will be?
Yeah, I think they'll bring that back in a positive way. At least I hope they do. That's our goal with these foreign exchange students. I can't speak much to Jacob's experience because I haven't had as much interaction with him. But mm-hmm. for Mako, I know him and I have sat already and talked about him maybe going back for a senior year and then coming back to go to Purdue because mm-hmm. he's very interested in attending a university in Indiana and Purdue in particular because he's wanting to look into engineering. So overall, at least for him, I know it's been a positive experience and he's going to take that back to Japan with him and hopefully be able to bring it back here.
Mm-hmm. As far as foreign exchange programs are pretty common. You see them mm-hmm. a lot, maybe more in bigger schools, but you know, on this level too. What do you think exchange programs' role in global affairs are? Like, you know, is there an aspect of that? You know, as a gesture of goodwill, you know, we bring in people from other countries, we send people to other countries, as far as that goes.
Yeah, I think foreign exchange students in general are bringing a lot of positive impacts no matter where they are. Not necessarily to us just because we're a real school, but even the bigger, more diversified schools already get something out of having those students in there because, especially with the global affairs how they are now, having some connections that in positive feedback that we can get or things that we can build upon that either our students that we're sending overseas or students that are coming to us from overseas, we can bridge some of those gaps and hopefully make better connections with those countries and better affairs for the future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there an inverse component? Like, do we send students to other countries, maybe from here, not specifically from here, but you know, in the area and the community?
Yeah, like you said, not from our school specifically, but actually in the state of Indiana, there is an opportunity to gain credit by doing foreign exchange programs. The closest one is Monroe County. However, it's more prevalent in the Indy schools mm-hmm. because they have more resources to be able to send students overseas. But it is definitely an available option for the students that have the resources.
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. And do you think that does definitely help? I mean, the credit side of it certainly helps. But do you think mm-hmm. kids that go to other places come back with, you know, more insights, and do you think that's a positive thing for them?
Yeah, much like our students coming, the exchange students coming to our school, I think our students that go overseas kind of get that same experience. Some of them may not leave Indiana ever, but that's their one opportunity to like get mm-hmm. out and learn different things and experience other cultures and see what the rest of the world is like. So mm-hmm. they can bring that stuff back. It's going to hopefully have a positive impact on them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's great. I've definitely made friendships with, you know, the foreign exchange students, and it sounds like you have too. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much mm-hmm. for talking to us today.
Of course.
After talking to Miss Willie, I thought it would be a good idea to also talk to Mako and Jacob, our two foreign exchange students. Mako is from Japan and Jacob is from Denmark, two very different places, and I thought they might have some excellent insights into what it's like to be a part of the foreign exchange program, and they could give me firsthand experiences about how their year here at Eastern Green High has been. Okay, I'm here with our foreign exchange students, Mako Makoro Onoma and Yakim Thasim. They're from Japan and Denmark, respectively, and I'm going to be here talking to them today about how their year has been in a foreign country and has it been a positive or a negative experience overall. And so, Mako, can you first start by telling me a little bit about yourself, like where you're from, what are things like back home?
Okay. Hi, I'm Mako. I'm from Japan, and everyone calls me Mako because that is my nickname here. And I came here, I think, on
July 26th.
July 26th. Thank you. And yeah, I've stayed here for around 9 months now, I think. Mm-hmm. And I've been having a good time so far.
Cool, cool. And what part of Japan?
I'm from Toyota City in Aichi.
Okay.
So it's the middle.
And Jakob, you?
My name is Jakob Testum, and I'm 17 years old. I'm from Denmark, which is a small country in northern part of Europe. I lived in the second largest city in Denmark, which is called Aarhus. And It's about the size of Fort Wayne, Indiana. I played a lot of soccer at home, and I haven't been doing that here, but I've had an amazing experience anyways, and the past 9 months have been some of the most exciting months of my life, and I'll encourage everyone to do what we've done.
What made you want to do something like this, the foreign exchange program?
I'd like to be in electrical engineering, because I've learned like electrical engineering in Japan for 3 years, so I'd like to be that.
This was kind of like an opportunity to see how things were over here as far as that goes.
I wanted to learn English more.
Okay. And you?
I've always been very interested in how people live differently in different part of the world, and I really wanted to experience what it was like to live in America. I'm very interested in culture and history, and especially Americans' culture and history, and the geography here, and see different parts of the world. And I chose America simply because I spoke fairly well English before I came over here, and I didn't want to deal with the language barrier thing, so that's why I went to America.
Sounds good. And was it an easy process to kind of apply for a program? Like, what was the process to get into an exchange program like this?
Well, I had to take an English test to pass to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have a conversation to talk how I am,
mm-hmm.
how character I am. And I passed the test and I came here.
And you came here.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
That sounds about right. Yeah, same for me, with an English test and a little interview with what kind of a person I was, and mm-hmm. If I could be an exchange student.
Mm-hmm. And this was last summer.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then you came here, and how were things when you came to America? Do you guys have the same host family? Do you stay in the same house, or how does that work? Who do you stay with?
I used to live with Jacob and the same host parents.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple months ago, I changed my host family. And then now I'm living with Derek Crane, who goes to this school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just so staying with students throughout the year.
Yes.
And how were things when you first got here to Indiana? Jakob, did you meet people right off the bat? Was there some sort of culture shock? Was it very different than it is in your respective countries?
We came about 1 week before school started, and my host parents, Randy and Kevin, had invited Justin Terry over for mm-hmm. supper one of the first days. That was really nice, because then you got to meet someone before you go to school and everything is chaos. It took me a while to get used to the heat here, 90 degrees every day. It's not that warm in Denmark. Yeah, also a very religious family we ended up with, and that's not anything I've been used to. It just took a couple of weeks to get used to that, and of course speaking English all the time.
And what about you?
Well, it was the first time was it was just a hard time for me, because my English was not really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty hard to talk with the American people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also a good time for me.
Yeah, so sort of that adjustment was, a little hard, but also a really good experience for the both of you, right? And so when you got to school after that first week, how was the vibe at school, here at Eastern? Were people welcoming to you? I mean, I know you met Justin, but what was the welcoming like?
Yeah, in the beginning, I mean, of course, it's difficult to make new friends, because you don't really have any connections at all. But in general, people were very friendly, and that's also what we were told from home, that Americans are very friendly and open-minded, much more than they get credit for. And already in the first hour, second hour, third hour, people came over and asked if they could help me find to the next room, and that was really nice of them. Even though that was a lot of small talk and not so much close relationships from the beginning, that was totally fine. And of course, Marco and I have a responsibility ourselves to try to get friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah,
the teachers were also kind to us, so it was a good thing.
Yeah. Were there any teachers that stood out to you as being especially nice, or any that you've made especially good friends with during your time here?
My favorite teacher is Mrs. Rosenbrock, because she always told me how to speak English and how to write mm-hmm. and to read English.
Miss Rosenblatt has helped us both a lot, and I'll especially point out Mr. Valentine, Mr. Birch, because they've been really helpful for me. Marco hasn't had Mr. Birch or Mr. Valentine, but both of them have been really good teachers and really helped me relax in classes, and super teachers, both of them.
Oh, I have one more favorite teacher, and Mrs. Tarr, and she's my favorite teacher, though.
Yeah. So overall, as far as cultures go, like, what are some parallels from your home countries as they compare to the United States, and what are some similarities and what are some differences that you can see in how people act and how things are?
Well, Japan is kind of strict. My teachers always told me like, don't do that thing because it's not a good thing. But I wanted to try that, but they often told me like, don't do it. But here, like, I can do a lot of things, but kind of like dangerous things. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to try, so.
Yeah, you can get kind of more out there and
more aggressible.
And Jakob?
Yeah, a lot of Americans take a lot of pride in different things. It could be their country or school spirit or their state or favorite team in some kind of sport. Especially the school spirit has been very different, but also a very good thing. I think it's a good way to like get the community together, and school sports is not something that you can find in Denmark or anywhere in Europe for that matter. Mm-hmm. And that's a difference, and that's a really good thing.
Yeah, and I know both of you've gotten involved in sports here. Mako, you're in baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
yeah and how's that like?
It's really good.
Yeah.
The coach here is really nice to me. Mm-hmm. So like, they're not strict, and I can play like really comfortable. Uh-huh. So
and you're on the track team. Did you do cross country as well?
I did cross country.
That's right.
Marco did too. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Overall, what do you think the importance and what do you think the meaning of like programs like this that let people go to other countries that aren't their own, where they might be unfamiliar, and learn new things and learn about the culture. What do you think the importance of that kind of program is in foreign exchange programs?
Well, we're both with Youth for Understanding, YFU, and it was created back in the 50s to mm-hmm. like get the world back to connect to each other after the World War, and was created in Germany to like, you know, get Germans to go to America and get Americans to go to Germany. And even though the world situation is very different from that today, I think it's still one of their like main things to like make people understand what it is in other parts of countries, because a lot of wars and misunderstandings like mm-hmm. they happen because people don't understand what it is to be in a different culture. And I think it's very important that we can see how people live in other parts of the world.
I think the most important thing is just don't be afraid, like trying new things. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I chose to come here, I felt like I had a risk to lose like something, like my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wanted to try, and I decided to come here.
Yeah,
and I got a good experiences.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and it sounds like you made more friends over here. So you've been with us all school year, and you've learned a lot. How have things like are there any memorable occasions that happened over the school year that you remember particularly well? Anything that happened that might not happen at home, or it was just funny or cool?
You know, a lot of people ask about specific occasions that have happened, and even though there has been a lot of specific occasion that has like stood out to me, it's just always difficult to come up with an example because the whole thing has been so overwhelming. But I remember a night in November out in West Washington with the football team where they won the sectionals, and even though I've never really had anything to do with American football or wasn't on the football team or anything, it was a really special night because it was just all these people going an hour and a half away to support the guys, and they won, and it was a special night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really remember about the like couple months ago, mm-hmm. but now, because I'm having a good time right now, like for baseball teams, my friends, but the school is gonna be done soon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's the last week. You guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna be sad.
Yeah, but you know, it's a pretty easy week. You guys can just hang out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, what happens after the year is done? Do you guys hang out here in America more, or are you going back home immediately, or what's going on then?
Well, my school has 3 more years left, so mm-hmm. I have to go. No, 2 more years left, so I have to go back to my school, and then I'm gonna learn the electrical engineering again.
Yeah. But
I wanted to come here to go to the like college here.
Okay.
But it costs a lot, so
yeah,
I need to figure out.
Something to do.
We get out on Thursday, and then I'll go back to Denmark the 19th of June.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll still have like 3 weeks here. And when I come back, I'll enjoy the summer. My parents have planned vacation down to Spain and France, and looking forward to that. And then school will start middle of August, and then I'll have 2 more years in Denmark, and mm-hmm. then I can go to university and you know, get out.
And you wanna be an electrical engineer. Is there anything that you wanna?
I still have some years to decide, but not an engineer. I know that maybe it's something with business or law, or politics, something like that.
And do you think you'll ever come back and visit your friends here in America? I mean, I know you wanna.
Yeah, I'd like
back to.
My family's already planned a trip to California in the summer of 2018. They want to stop by and like see what it was like in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, I was in New York in 2013, and, you know, there's a lot of places that I haven't seen yet in America. And those places I have seen that have been really good experiences that I want to come back to. So I don't doubt that I'll be back in the United States at least 10, 15 more times in my lifetime.
That's great. And so, overall, what can people learn from an experience like the one you've gone on? Like not just what you guys have learned, but what's something that the people whose lives that you come into, like people that you make friends with and people that you meet, what's something that they can take away from this? And what's really the learning process here, and what's really the learning behind
it? I mean, it's been nice to, and not to sound arrogant or anything, but it's been nice to, when people have asked me, where is Denmark? Where is Europe? Do you guys have the same moon as us? Like, try to, you know, learn people that the world is not that complicated. And we do watch the movies you watch. We do listen to the music you guys do. We do wear clothes. We have the Wi-Fi, all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the world. And, you know, it's just been nice to, you know, see the eyes of the people when they learn that people live like you guys do in other parts of the world too.
Yes.
So I guess that would be my answer to that.
Being your own little, almost like an ambassador.
Yeah, exactly.
From your country to ours. Guys, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us about your time here. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to people? You know, what's something that you'd like to say to everybody listening?
Well, I'm really glad to come to the United States. So I really appreciate it. My parents and my host parents and my friends, teachers, thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah, I also want to thank everyone around Eastern for being so friendly. I want to encourage everyone to, you know, go overseas and see the world, even though if it's tight on money, I hope everyone get the opportunity to do that once in a lifetime. And yeah, an extra thanks to my host parents and everyone I've made friends with. Even though that I'll go 1,000 miles away, I hope I'll never forget any of these guys, and I hope I'll see them all again. All
right. Thank you guys very much for coming in.
No problem.
All right. That's Thundercast.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Thundercast. We would like to thank Bloomberg for their help in making this podcast possible. Also, please tune in for our next episode coming soon. If you have any suggestions or comments, please email us at
thundercast@egreen.k12.in.us.
You can subscribe to hear every episode of Thundercast on iTunes and Google Play. All content of this podcast is property of Eastern Green School Corporation, may not be used without express written permission, all rights reserved. Thank you very much for listening.